We need to be intentional, and most people let their day choose for them. They live them lot their lives like tubes, food in and food out. They live as the myth of Sisyphus from Camus' The Stranger, pulling and pushing a boulder to the top of the hill just to have it roll back down every single day. That is not a life. That is not what we are here for in the human experience. Although 98% of the people live their life like drifters with no intentionality. Intention includes not only doing, saying, thinking, feeling, but believing. And intentional entrepreneurs, they decide first. They decide purpose and priorities and the behaviors that prove both. And then they let those decisions compound, utilizing what's important to them and a divine direction, already aligning the meaning of the past with where they want to be or better. My experience with great athletes who create the passing lane instead of waiting for the perfect pass, we stop playing defense against distractions and start running our offense when we live by a clear, harmonious application of why. We just need to figure out what we're doing to interfere with it. Purpose is not found. Purpose is seen and chosen, and choosing a definiteness of purpose dissipates, dissolves the interference of that reaction to the fear that is omnipresent with the coordination of uncertainty and circumstance. It is and quiets the fear of what if into the future, so execution actually can begin. Strategic foresight is so useful. And the paralyzing anxiety that causes procrastination is nothing but a directional difficulty, a transition towards what you don't want. In this training, which I'll be happy to send you, david@dmeltzer.com, the guides and exercises from today will all be available to you, david@dmeltzer.com, and the replay of this training so you can read. Here, the places that resonated with you. This training will move from passive to intentional. It will define the difference, locating ourselves on the five levels of intention, what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. And it will choose quality over quantity for your product, service, solution, brand, and even your relationships. We'll clarify our unique brand value. Reframe setbacks as data or feedback and convert purpose into a plan with measurable key results. A lot of which, by the way, is what Scott was excited about before I got on, understanding he is the epitome of an intentional entrepreneur. The first lesson is unintentional versus intentional. Drifting will always cost you time, energy, and confidence. It'll create an uncomfortable dis-ease, taking away from the ease in which we should exist, where directional compounding results in a quantum field of acceleration, aggregation, and compounding results. So many founders react to different types of emails, DMs, voicemails all day long with no intention. They are unintentional and how they respond to the reaction of the fear that is caused by the uncertainty of today. Compare that to those who are intentional, creating non-negotiable, negotiable time blocks with planned and unplanned time, and even going into their sleep and health and family, their faith and the study of time and the study of relativity. These time blocks are revenue-driving activities, and they place a key prioritization on making a lot of money so they can serve from their saucer, not from their cup. Making a lot of money so they can help a lot of people, especially those most relative to them, or make a lot of money so they have more time and more options, opportunities, and touches of favor in order then to serve from their saucer. And most importantly, to be happy and have a lot of fun doing it. Having a comfortable feeling to enjoy what they don't like or don't love in what they love, or what they don't like and love at all. we need to be proactive isn't working anymore. It's working on what matters that works. Luck is spelt WORK. We need to work on what matters, not just be proactive in what we are busy doing. I don't even like the word busy. As you know, I like the word active. So many people that are unintentional get so busy working that they don't make any money. We need to work on what matters, and we need to pay attention and give intention to what matters to create those coincidences, to create the coinciding of intentionality by taking each of the activities planned and paid for and unpaid for, non-negotiable, negotiable, and apply intentionality to it. What am I going to do? What am I going to say? What am I going to think? What am I going to feel? And what am I going to believe that will put me in a position of pursuit of my potential, of my divine direction? Or what am I going to do, say, think, feel, and believe to adjust this detour into its divinity, into its protection, into its promotion, love, and perfection? We need to start looking at the clues of our activity, the patterns of responses, and the choices that we're making because of it. As we are faced with uncertainty or evidence that isn't there or contrary to where we want to be, how are we reacting? What is our response? And what choices are we making? If we can find the clues, the patterns, and the choices, we can increase our reactivity to the uncertainty when no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be. We want to look at where we are proactive with prospecting, product quality, relationships. How are we preparing for adjustment? How are we preparing for the divine direction? How are we practicing and preparing for that which we want, knowing that the only way to get better at whatever we want to get better at is to practice with proactivity, prospecting, product quality, and relationships are a practice, not a reactive, but a proactive way of being intentional, of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing. Understand through the clues, the patterns, and the choices that we make that we can convert each and every day with a single boundary of time, creating rules and blocks and scripts in order to template our day with the minimum amount of time in a consecutive manner each and every day, 7 days a week, allowing the quantum nature of time, the infinite nature of time to aggregate, accelerate, and compound. What more would you want from your time than for it to get you more time to bring the things you want faster and to compound the results? Understanding this conversion from a single boundary by utilizing and being a student of our calendars and putting a minimum amount of time on what's planned, unplanned, paid for, unpaid for, negotiable, non-negotiable, and even our sleep. People ask me, how do you prepare for your unplanned time? Well, I prepare for my unturned time as if it was a parking place at noon on a Saturday at Costco. Imagine how efficient you are if you could always have a spot reserved up front when you needed what you needed for the weekend at Costco, and you just drove up, parked, got your shit, and went back, and boom. And the amount of time someone's looking for a parking place, you're already home. That's what unplanned time is. It's a parking place at Costco at noon. The first lesson of being an intentional entrepreneur is understanding the difference between unintentional and intentional, understanding the mathematical equation of luck, spelled WOK, understanding it's what I pay attention to in the reference of time, energy, and confidence, and comfortability and ease, and what am I going to give my intention to instead of drifting through the day like a tube, food in, food out. I'm actually even intentional about my food. Lesson two, the five levels of intention, in which I previously have discussed, allow us to understand that acceleration, aggregation, compounding impact occurs not just by doing, not just by saying, not just by thinking, not just by feeling, but not just by believing, but all of them. We cannot just accelerate into legacy without mastering the harmony and the clarity and the behaviors that allow us to continue to pursue our potential by enjoying the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of that potential. Understanding that with the five levels of attention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, that it will elevate our awareness, our frequency, our vibration. It'll elevate our awareness to not only what clues we have, but what patterns we see and what choices we should make. I got suckered into meditating because the person who convinced me to meditate told me through Theta meditation, she could elevate my frequency, my vibration, and my awareness, and promised me that I could be aware of when to buy or sell. And I couldn't think of anything that had a stronger ROI than elevating my awareness when to buy or sell. That seems like a really easy way to make money determined upon any market. That awareness allows you to realize the clues, patterns, and realization that I have choices, and I'm going to make the choices that are most important to me first and align them with my divine direction by giving the meaning to the past aligned with it as well. Awareness in that levels of intention. Clarity of purpose. No, here is my definiteness of purpose. If we don't know the definiteness of our purpose, and the thoughts about our purpose are our purpose, then we won't have a divine direction. The clarity on our purpose is, this is what I want today. This is what I think I want today in the divine direction of where I think I want to be or better. It is the clarity of the day that allows us to have the divinity of infinity. It is the clarity of today that allows us to have the divinity of the infinity. Knowing that we are here, given bodies to learn lessons. If there was no body, there would be no pain, no lessons, no struggle. In fact, in every struggle and every pain exists the lesson itself. The solution exists already in the problem. It's just a lapse of time through intention in which we see through awareness and clarity the resolution, the resolution that was already in the solution, in the problem. It's just a lapse of time, and we want to speed up that time by utilizing the philosophy of definiteness of purpose. We want to make sure we're intentional about our actions and not only pay attention. When people tell me, oh yeah, I looked at my calendar, I'd say, okay, then what are you doing at 4:30? Looking at your calendar is not focusing on action. It's not being intentional. It's not thinking through the divinity of infinity of your daily decisions to align with the purpose and the awareness of the best choices to align with the purpose, meaning to align the meaning of the past, since we give meaning to everything we see and aligning that with our future instead of limiting our self-image or casting a shadow upon it, upon our future. We have to have focused action with daily decisions aligned with the divinity of the infinity, aligned with where we want to be or better. The mastery of self. This is conducive of understanding. We can't find outside of us intention with what we're not intentional about inside of ourselves. It's the daily habits, the practices, the behaviors aligned with a mindset of protection, promotion, love, and perfection and meaning that give us the associations and the relativity to make sure we are feeding off of the feeding and bleeding that exists every single day in the human experience. We need to look within to find outside of us what we are looking for. Looking intentionally at what we do, say, think, feel, and believe to ourselves, not just to others. These shifts in our behavior and our mindset and the associations and relativity and the feeding and bleeding that feeds us will allow us to continue to progress towards our potential and allow us to progress and pursue a mastery of self. In the five levels of attention, we also look at our legacy and influence, and the spheres of influence will determine our legacy and influence. That's why I wrote the book, Don't Do Business with Dicks. It has a long tail. We've been pre-ordering it all throughout the football season, starting with opening day, ending with the launch of the book at Super Bowl. You can pre-order that from Simon & Schuster. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. And if you order it, I will send you a copy of my book as well, pay for my book and shipping for you. Just email me and get the guides, exercises, and books as well. Understand within the context of legacy and influence, our impact outlives our calendar. So I don't just look at the credibility and the emotional attachment and the reasons. I look at the impact to create the legacy and the spheres of influence because it will outlive my man-made constructive time, my lifetime. It will outlive me. It will be my legacy to empower over a billion people to be happy, to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Progress will equal this integrity about our current level plus one improvement. Progress will equal the honesty about where we are today, our baseline, plus one next action, one next improvement, one next behavior, one next intention. That is the definition of progress, to allow us to pursue our potential. We want to make sure that we have a baseline. You can use a numerical system, a grading system, but find at each subject matter, topic, and expertise in which you want to improve upon in your divine direction, in the divinity of the infinity. You want to find your current level and improve upon it. I can't measure what you're not quantifying. Capture all the lessons each day. Create stories around those lessons in order to allow you to learn more and align the meaning of those lessons with where you want to be or better in that divinity of infinity. Create stories that resonate with you, that you either strongly agree with or strongly disagree with, but make sure you feel and think and say and do and believe those stories best articulate the value of the lesson that's learned or inherent within the context of that story. We can choose a single habit that upgrades us just one level, looking for our next action, our next intention of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, or believing it. We need to utilize the five levels of intention in order to incorporate the awareness, clarity of purpose, the focus of action, and mastery of self to create the legacy and the spheres of influence to outlive our calendars. Create progress every day by being and enjoying the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of your potential. Lesson number three, quality is greater than quantity, especially concerning product, services, solutions, your personal brand. There's so many activities without quality. And the more activities we have without quality, all it does is diminish and dissipate the credibility that we have, which will diminish the connectivity and the trust that we have in the oneness of each other. Quality creates a compounding impact that allows us to take advantage in the circumstance of product, services, solutions, of branding, of referrals, and retention. It builds a community of people that buy from each other and sell for each other for life. And I promise you, if you build a community of people that are buying from you and selling for you for life, there's no better backbone to a business than that community, as has been proven for hundreds of years with hundreds of products, services, and solutions. So many people are so busy adding followers instead of improving the onboarding and community management systems that will allow us to build a frequency of neighborhood, customers and business partners, channel partners and friends and families and associates into true, true fans that buy from each other and sell for each other. We have worked for years building that community. We meet on Mondays and leading that every single day, but on Mondays, allowing people to ask me direct questions and get introductions directly from me. We've learned that the management and development of that community is much more important than adding people to the community. If we focus in on the management and development of the community, they add people to the community. We don't have to. So many people just concern themselves with that. I had a coaching client, which I taught about this idea, and he said, I need a million people in my community. I need a million people in my community. And recently, he's a very wealthy developer down in the Bahamas and the East Coast. And he said, you know what? I finally get it. I said, oh, really? What do you mean? He goes, I need seven fans. I'm like, what? Yeah, I need seven people in my community that will buy the seven remaining $5 million villas that I have. Yes, quality over quantity. That's exactly what you need. Let the community convert for you. Let the community add the followers for you. You provide the value, the quality of the product, services, solution, or self-brand. Every yes will tax the quality that you present, or it will elevate it. Choose the yeses intentionally And you're made by the nose that you choose intentionally as well. We can run the quality filters before we say yes and ask ourselves, will this elevate the quality or just increase the quantity? 80% of all business, 80% of all customers will bankrupt most companies, because 80% of most customers are either breaking the company even or making them lose money. The other 20% is carrying everything else. Why not alleviate you of the losing cause and utilize that time, money, and emotion to facilitate more of the 20% of the quality customers, not just the quantity customers, of the community members, not just the followers? We need to identify the areas, product, service, communication, the stimulating interest, transitioning interest, the sharing of vision, the managing and developing that vision to create a quality leap of what we do, how we do it, for whom we do it through. Utilizing a quantitative measurement in order to prove this leap or this resolution or this advancement, aggregation, or compounding. Utilizing NPS, renewal rates, CSATs, and time to value will allow us to quantify the quality and quantify the quantity and make sure that measurement is aligned in the divinity of the infinity. Lesson number 4 is utilizing tactical branding with unique branded value. With AI and multiple technologies and platforms, the markets are becoming more and more crowded and noisy. Clarity beats with volume. Our brand is the promise that we keep at our essence consistently, every day, persistently, without quit, in the pursuit of our own potential, our own truth. We help so many early stage founders shorten the path to revenue by utilizing a 30-day intentional action plan, a go-no-go plan that will allow them to shorten the distance of resistance between them and the revenue. By using tactics and strategies with unique essence and brand value to allow for milestones within a month or a week or a day, our brand is the intersection of who we serve, the specific outcome we desire or better, and our signature way of delivering it. This is the intentionality of an entrepreneur, to allow this collaboration of who we serve, the outcomes we desire or better, and the way in its essence we deliver it. If we can complete a sentence of, we help blank achieve blank by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing blank, now we have a tactical brand and a unique branded value that we can articulate to exceed what we're asking for. Make sure that we are adding our signature moves and messages that embodies the intentions of what we do say, think, feel, and believe by reiterating that we help blank to achieve blank by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing blank. When you're or we are able to pitch in 60 seconds, like on Elevator Pitch, Entrepreneur's Elevator Pitch, which I'm the executive producer of, or on 2-Minute Drill in 2 minutes, which is our show as well that we are starring in and producing, or maybe it's Go Fund Yourself. When you are pitching your UBV to somebody, make sure that you articulate at least one actionable note that can be repetitively sung with the spaces in between it. This will provide the ability to articulate a quantitative value to exceed what you're asking for and provide that unique branded value to everyone. Lesson number 5, from setback to feedback to opportunity. Adversity is a tuition payment. So don't waste the lesson or the momentum. Understand within the context of the tuition that you need to pay through the struggles, pains, and adversities that exist is a dummy tax on top of that tuition. But you need to make the investment. You need to get the setback, the feedback, in order to have the options and opportunities and touches of favor by learning, growing, accelerating, aggregating, and compounding your awareness and your knowledge and your capability and even your desire. Because every time we face the adversity and struggle and pain, we get stronger, just like we do physically in the gym, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally stronger. When I have companies that fail on a launch, it exposes a clarity or a space that could become the catalyst for a stronger offer, a better company, and better employees, and utilizing better filters for their clients and customers, associates, and vendors. There's so much feedback from the setback that creates more options, opportunities, and touches of favor. When we understand the intentional entrepreneur reframes their losses as feedback or data, notating that data informs us of our next best action, allowing us to resolve it with intuition, intelligence, and inspiration. Without it, we would have no feedback, no data, no new opportunities, options, and touches of favor, no expansion, acceleration, or aggregation as well. When we're looking within the context of setback, feedback, and opportunity, it is important to use a three-step adjustment or recovery or momentum strategy. If anybody would like this strategy, I'd be happy to send it to them as well. David@dmeltzer.com. Remember, the best way to teach people is to be annoying, which means to be repetitive and honest. David@dmeltzer.com. The three-step adjustment, recovery, or momentum strategy is: one, we need to acknowledge and analyze. We need to find and identify the real cause and the patterns of the causes and the choices that we're making that has caused us to interfere with where we want to be or better. But we must acknowledge it and analyze it in order to recover from it and create new momentum or prepare for adjustments accordingly. The second step in the three-step recovery momentum strategy is to extract the lesson or the hidden resolution or solution or opportunity option in touch of favor, asking ourselves, what could we, should we do, or what can we, would we do differently, aligned with our divinity of infinity, our divine direction, to allow us to readjust the detour as a divine detour as well, creating protection, promotion, love, and perfection of the setback, creating the feedback, which will lead to the opportunity. Extract the lesson that exists within the problem and make it a resolution, a resolution, and shorten the distance of resistance with wisdom and faith of that resolution, because it's just a matter of time. When you have a problem, a struggle, adversity, it's just a matter of time until you find the resolution, the resolution, the result. And the third step in recovery and momentum is to act intentionally. Do, say, think, feel, and believe, and ship ourselves to the next version by changing the behaviors in alignment and meaning to where we want to be or better. When we pay attention to and give intention to the coincidences that we desire, the coinciding of the universe will occur faster with greater outcomes. They may not be apparent at first. It may seem as there's no evidence of our behaviors impacting where we want to be or better, or the evidence could even be contrary to it. But utilizing three-step recovery and momentum of acknowledging and analyzing, extracting the lessons to increase the opportunity, options, and touches of favor to act intentionally will provide us an acceleration, an aggregation, and a compounding impact of where we want to be or better, the coincidences that we want to be. Most people, they let the day choose them. Intentional entrepreneurs decide first with a definiteness of purpose, prioritization, and behaviors, allowing them to aggregate, accelerate, and compound by, number one, unintentional versus intentional behaviors, understanding drifting. Lesson two, the five levels of intention: doing, saying, thinking, feeling, believing with awareness, clarity of purpose, focus, action, the mastery of self and the legacy and the spheres of influence. Lesson number three, we know that the quality is greater than the quantity for our personal brands, product services, and solutions. Understanding what erodes or interferes with our potential. Building a neighborhood of people that buy from each other and sell for each other. Lesson four, the tactical branding and unique brand value that we can create with the noise that is pounding each and every day. Our brand is the intersection of who we serve, what outcomes we desire, and the essence or our signature of how we deliver it. We must take our setbacks to feedbacks to opportunity. Pay the tuition of adversity, pay the dummy tax, but don't waste the lesson or the momentum that it creates. Utilize the intention to reframe the data, to inform us, inspire us, to utilize intelligence and inspiration to accelerate us. With a three-step recovery momentum, acknowledge and analyze, extract the lesson through the hidden opportunity and option, and act intentionally. Training matters when it's installed. Intention becomes impact the moment it hits your calendar. Your conversations, your consistency, the persistency, these inputs of what you do say, think, feel, and believe, these inputs you actually control through those behaviors and asking for help and the follow-up and the management development and the go-no-go plan and the product quality, and that produces an outcome that's exponential of what you desire for you, yourself, your family, your friends, your clients, your vendors, your associates, creating a flow in a community of people that are buying from each other and selling for each other for life to create a legacy of abundance, an infinite amount of more than enough of everything for everyone, an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that we all belong to. And remember, setbacks are tuition, and they do have a dummy tax. Acknowledge them and extract the lessons, knowing that the solution exists in every problem. It's just a lapse of time before it becomes a resolution, and we are allowed to transcend it into momentum, into enthusiasm, clearing the interference between us and what we desire, shortening the distance of resistance through wisdom and faith. We can make it real. Before today ends, email me. Send me one line message, one ask. Ask for one of these exercises, guides, books. Please, david@dmelcher.com. Align a message with an introduction, a follow-up, or a direct act. Create a passing lane for yourself. Intentional people, people that do say, think, feel, and believe with their time, make things happen. Unintentional people are living their lives like tube, waiting on their house, on their mom's couch, broke, sick, high, wondering where, what they want, what they desire, where and how it's coming. Now execute and let's let the acceleration, the aggregation, and the compounding begin. You can be an intentional entrepreneur. This has been my 38th year since October 11th, 28th year since October 11th of my Friday training. We are blessed. Please email me, david@dmelcher.com, if you'd like to join us in our Monday and everyday chats, trainings, whatever we could do to be of service, books, guides, exercises, david@dmelcher.com. You want to pre-order, you got till Super Bowl to pre-order. Don't do business with dicks. If you want to join us, be informed, be invited. 200 cities of meetups, holding courts, interviews, speeches, fireside chats, all the different things, documentaries, TV shows. If you want to be informed and invited, join our text. You will be informed and invited. 949-298-2905. If you don't want to be informed and don't want to be invited, do not text me. Please do not text me at 949-298-2905. All right, we're approaching the fourth quarter. We got time for some Q&A. I'm going to bring back the superstar himself, number 24 in the playbook, number one in my heart, the incredible Nick Vlahm. Set the room, baby. Let's take some questions.
Absolutely. And thank you, David, for an incredible first three quarters of today's training. And as everybody knows, now it is time for Q&A. So as a reminder, before we jump into the Q&A, if you would like to guide an exercise from today's training, just make sure to email David directly, david@dmeltzer.com. And for today's Q&A, if you guys are joining us online, please make sure to put your questions in the chat for David. And if you are live here on Clubhouse in the Breakfast of Champions, the best room in community, please make sure if you're in the audience, use the hand icon to request to join the stage and we will bring you up. Or of course, if you're already on stage, just put a quick note in the room chat and we will be happy to pass the mic over your way. Now, first up here, David, on this fabulous Friday, we have our good friend, Mr. Paul Logan, who's been patiently waiting. I think he put in the chat, I have a question. The moment I turned it over to you to get started with training. So we always know Paul is ready to rock and roll with some great questions. Paul, what do you got for us this fine Friday morning?
Good morning, fellas. First of all, Dave, another great lesson. Thank you so much. I just got an opportunity to do a bunch of like 30-second commercials, like writing them, starring them, doing everything. And the person wants me to develop it, asked me to do a budget for it. And that's always just so nebulous because I don't know. I mean, if I'm going, it's not going to be union, so you can't use union rates. So I don't even know where to start with something like that. I don't know, oversell myself, undersell myself. How do I approach
it? It's really easy. Let me help everybody. This is probably one of the most common questions. And once again, proving in order to be a great mentor, teacher, and coach, you have to be annoying, which means repetitive and honest. When we price anything, there's only two things that we need to know. One, perceived value. So that perceived value is what you're going to ask for. Perceived value is quite simple. It's what you're confident and comfortable asking. So you could take all those different factors in mind, but unless you practice asking, you are going to diminish your perceived value because you won't be comfortable and confident in asking. So if you have a classic car that is one of a kind, there is a perceived value of what it is. And the more comfortable and confident you are in asking for, you know, $2 million for that car, or $1 million that car, or $100,000 that car, is only relative to your confidence and comfortability of asking. And so whenever anyone out there is selling something, you need to know the perceived value, and the perceived value is by how comfortable and confident. So don't hem and haw when somebody asks you, you're a speaker, how much do you charge to speak? I'm $100,000, how much are you? Between 3 and 10,000. No. What are you confident and comfortable in articulating? Now, that always should be the same for the product, service, or solution. Your perceived value should always be the same. But you also need to know a second thing. It's called your bottom line. And your bottom line is just math. And the math has to equate, what is it worth for me to do? You mentioned the travel and the time and this and that, but those have costs. And you need to determine your bottom line, because any transaction, any opportunity, option, offer that you are involved with, if you're comfortable and confident in articulating the perceived value and you know your bottom line, you will always win, because you never will be breaking even or losing money.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You got it, man. Thank you. That's a very good thing.
And I bought your book, Minute One. So if you're giving books away to for that.
Yeah,
to somebody else, I have your book. If you're giving another copy away to somebody else, please, because your books are invaluable. I'd rather someone else have it.
Well, you always can give one away yourself too. If you have two, when you come to an event, I expect people to take some of my books and distribute them, help build our community. But you're a great member of the community, Paul. Congratulations on the gig. And remember, know your perceived value and your bottom line. You'll win every time. Awesome. Nick of Wam, who's up next? Thank you, brother.
Absolutely. Next up, we have the lovely Andrea Tompkins, all the way from New York and New Jersey. And Andrea, we're going to be coming your way on the 14th, the 15th, the 17th, and the 18th of this month. So let's make sure you and I jump on a call today. But what question do you have for David this morning?
Hi, good morning, everyone from New York. It's more of a compliment versus a question. I am just so grateful for you and David. And the comeback is always greater than the setback for me. I am managing my way forward, as you know, from the transition of my oldest child in this life, peacefully in his sleep 3 years ago. I have been in business for 40 years. Absolutely been the most difficult challenge of my life. I am grateful and thankful to God to focus forward, and you and David have helped me manage my way forward. I just want to say thank you, because the act of sharing and attitude of gratitude is everything, and I truly do appreciate you.
We are blessed to have you in our community, and let us know how you can join us. Go ahead and email me. We'd love to provide more value to you as a great addition to our group. So thank you.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You are blessed. Thank you.
All righty. And next up here on the Breakfast with Champions, the Best Rooming Community and Clubhouse, we got the Meltzer Double. No family affiliation, just kindred spirits and hearts. Mr. Eric Meltzer, happy Friday, my friend. Good to see you here this morning. What do you got for us?
Hey, man. Thank you so much, Nick and Dave. So my question is, where would you point someone like me looking to build the brand and determine what my identity is? I would love to know the story sometime, Dave, of how you came up with make a lot of money, have a lot of fun, help a lot of people.
Yeah. So look, first, your identity is by taking inventory of your skills, your knowledge, and your desire, and then being able to articulate the skills, knowledge, and desire that you have according to subject matter, topics, and expertise applicable to careers, industries, and jobs as well. For example, where did I come up with make a lot of money to help a lot of people and have a lot of fun? Is that when I was creating a mission statement over 20 years ago for Sports One Marketing, when I was creating the mission statement back in a time where I was an overseller, back-end seller, liar, manipulator, cheater, a bullshitter, in other words, I came up with a very verbose mission statement of coalescing the vapors of human existence in a creative, viable, and logical conclusion by leveraging situational knowledge and relationship capital in order to incorporate a greater good by giving back to humanity in a very direct blah, blah, blah. And anyway, my business partner was nicknamed QB1 Kenobi. Most people know him as Hall of Fame quarterback, the only black quarterback in the NFL Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame, a man named Warren Moon, who deservingly, for until he was 44 years old, deserved to wear the number one, even though he was never drafted or let alone the first pick in the draft. But he was and held every single record as a quarterback for so many years, and still is the only black quarterback in the Hall of Fame. Warren Moon, QB1 Kenobi, read my bullshit, and he's like, David, what the heck does this paragraph mean? And I said, oh, he read it off to me. I said, he goes, what does that mean? I said, that means make a lot of money. Huh. Okay. What about this? What does this whole best mean? That means we want to help a lot of people. Oh, okay. And then finally, what about this final bullshit? Oh, that's easy. I want to be happy. I want to have a lot of fun. I want to surround myself with the right people, the right ideas at sporting events and the Super Bowl and Pro Bowl, Masters, Kentucky Derby, Breeders' Cup, ESPYs, Emmys, Oscars, and Grammys, to bring the right people to elevate the frequency of that neighborhood in order to facilitate, to make easy, making money and helping people and raising money for charity with everything we do. Well, why don't we just tell people that we want to make a lot of money to help a lot of people and have a lot of fun? Beyond the bullshit lied the capabilities that we had, the skills and knowledge and desire that was aligned with the industry that we were in, the careers and jobs that were around that industry as well, and aligning those with what was doing well, what was stable, and what we thought would do well, was creating a mission statement aligned with the business model, aligned with practices and an execution model to allow us to do just that. And we've been doing it for over 20 years, and specifically empowering others to do the same as well for the last 18 years. You, by the way, are one of those people that we are empowering to serve from their saucer to empower others to be happy. So take inventory of your skills, your knowledge, and your desire, align them with the careers, industries, and jobs, subject matter, topics, and expertise, and go ahead and see what's doing well, what's stable, and you think is doing well, and you will find great value and a great mission that the commissions will follow That's incredible. Eric Meltzer, E-R-I-K. Check him out. He has a salon system, and we are supporting him in his salon dinners around the country as well. Eric, where can people sign up for your salon?
Yeah, just go to joinsaloncircle.com. So much.
Love you, buddy. Thank you.
We are approaching the last 6 minutes here of the fourth quarter. I'm going to turn it over to Chris for our next question. We've been patiently waiting. So thank you, Chris, for your patience. It's always good to see you here, my friend. Feel free to unmute yourself and keep us moving with the next question.
The well-oiled machine. Thanks for being you. And good morning, David. Quick question. I know that Stephen Covey in the Four Disciplines of Execution, also known as 4DX, talks about a WIG, W-I-G, wildly important goal. And I would think yours, David, is to help 1 billion people be happy. And when I was thinking about that, I was thinking, when was the last time I wrote my goals? So I'm curious, since we're both big into Napoleon Hill, how often do you, I know you give intention and you study your calendar, it's a non-negotiable 10 minutes minimum every day. How often do you, maybe Julie, sit down and write your goals besides once a year? Is it once a day, once a week? Can you talk about that and then the effectiveness of actually writing it down? Because I wrote a goal down over a year ago to work alongside you or with you on the team, and then I formulated it in an email, and it did come true. So I know there's a lot of power in that, and thank you.
Oh, okay. A few corrections, but thank you, and you're doing an incredible job. We're blessed to have Chris leading with Marissa, our New York team, as a VP of Business Development. And we're blessed to have all of the great people from Mitra to Emil to Marissa and to Dez and Tommy and Chris, you know, being such a great mentor there and a force in the East Coast. So first of all, I want to thank you. Secondly, I want to make sure you know what my mission is. It's to empower over a billion people, not a billion people. I don't want to ever be limited. So one, I want to make sure everybody knows that I'm here to empower over a billion people. Two, according to objectives, goals for myself, that is each and every day with and contained in my non-negotiable behavior. My non-negotiable behavior is aligned with my divine direction of where I want to be or better. So by making sure that I study my calendar, for example, and I'm intentional about the minimums amount of time on my sleep, on my health, on my family, on my faith, on my finance, on the study of time and the study of relativity, I am each and every day in a divine direction, a divinity of infinity to expand, grow, accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially those outcomes by shortening the distance of resistance through wisdom and faith. And the second question was more, I think, unique, something I haven't taught each and every day, you, Chris, and our team, as you know, the velvet hammer has to be annoying by being repetitive and honest about what I teach and how I teach it. And it's what does Julie and I do? I had learned a great system. It's a quarterly system where Julie and I, we go away for a staycation to a place like Pelican Hill. And we go, and before dinner, we write out individually what we want for the next quarter and any adjustments to our divine direction. We then go to dinner and have a romantic evening. And then in the morning, we go ahead and we look back over and make any adjustments to what we had written individually and separately after we slept on it, after we had downloaded and recovered from the previous day. We then have breakfast, and then we get together and we share each other's lists, and we come up from looking at our individual lists with a prioritized, unified list of where we want to be or better according to the quarter, and make any adjustments to the non-negotiable behaviors for the long in divinity of infinity, the divine direction in which we want to go. And we do that every single quarter. And that's how we stay aligned with the prioritization of what we want. By individually determining what we want, and then collaborating, coordinating, and prioritizing together, and allowing time to lapse so that we make sure that we have the appropriate adjustments, utilizing in transforming from a higher source to become better resources. So remember three things. One, empowering over a billion people. Two, the non-negotiable and negotiable behaviors are determinative upon my goals, objectives, which are daily, in a divine or divinity of infinity for the long run. And then utilizing my spousal support system to unify our intention of what we better do, say, think, feel, and believe for the next quarter in alignment with the divine direction, and also giving meaning to the previous time that we spent together and aligning that in the divinity of infinity in the divine direction, and also adjusting or making any divine detours to help stay promoted, protected, loved, and perfected, sharing wisdom and faith and a truth and a love, a frequency of the most important relationship that I have with her. All right, it's 7 o'clock. Chris, you are amazing. I appreciate you. What a great way to finish. If you want the guides, exercises, my books, david@dmeltzer.com. It's right there, david@dmeltzer.com. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.